Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murray.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul K. Well, 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground steel. Rappers with records, reveal that addition to rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Vision.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fought our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's usually just some light dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder mask.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. This is episode 552 of the Murder Master Music Show. Man, I'm telling you what, man, we're going to keep it in the bay once again. Last week we had Rap and Flote on the show. If you missed that one, make sure to go check it out. We got a returning guest, you know what I'm saying, straight out the Bay Area, you know, Frisco, you know what I'm saying, one half of legendary Bay Area rap group, UDI, you know what I'm saying, Big Quint's going to be on the show. I'll tell you what, man, you know, rest in peace to Dig, you know what I'm saying, UDI was a very, very dope group, very influential. They came out, you know what I'm saying, with other groups like 11-5, you know what I'm saying, Total Insane, and, you know, a lot of dope shit came out of Frisco, and, you know, he's back, he's got some more music, he sent me some bangers, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get off into a couple of them, you know, it's good to see cats like Big Quint still making music, still making moves, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these guys, man, you know, it's hard when you have a million rappers out there, the oversaturation. It's just cluttered the game to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, legends, you know what I'm saying, it's hard for them to be consistent and put out music, you know what I'm saying, but Big Quint's been doing it, he's, you know, been relentless, never stopping, so we're gonna chop it up with him, you know what I'm saying, and then we're just gonna talk about some real game, man. We're gonna see what he's got going, we're gonna chop it up about the industry, the music business. You know what I'm saying? What it's like in 2018 to put out music. Speaking of new music, if you haven't got Fuck the Lamestream, please go get it. That album is a motherfucker. We got the double disc CD available at UGSforLife.com. It features rappers from around the globe, all produced by D-Tag. It features so many different people. Cats from Brazil like Darn Cyclone. You know what I'm saying? Cats from Germany like the BG. Man, I'm telling you, D-Tag really outdid himself. Exit Only's all over that motherfucker. Fred Stye, Scratch, LBP, D-Pain. Of course, you know what I'm saying, you got the homies Big Zach, you got TC on there, you got Skinny Man, you got Mac J. Mac J killed the song with, you know what I'm saying, Cats rapping in 4 different languages. You had Don Cyclone from Brazil. You had Mac J, you had the homie Paws, you know what I'm saying, from Sweden. You had Jack in the Box and the BG from Germany. And then you had D-Tag from the Netherlands and Mac J from St. Louis. Who's doing shit like that? Go get that project and support it because it represents the underground. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you definitely check that project out. But, you know, we got the homie Big Quint on. Let's see what he's got going on. I want you to support him just as well. Because this guy, like I said at the beginning of the show, he's been putting out music for decades now. He's a vet like myself, man. Man, we definitely got to support each other. There he is right now. Is this the homie Big Quint?
Hurry.
Hey, man, how you been, brother? It's been a minute.
Oh, I'm good, bro. I'm good. How y'all doing out there?
Man, we're doing real good, man. And, you know, I'm excited because you got some new music coming. You sent me some tracks. It's fire.
Hey, I appreciate it, dog.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. First and foremost, tell everybody what you got out right now that they can go cop, because I want to make sure that they get behind you and support your music.
No, right, man. I got the Fifth Element out there. Came Too Far to Turn Back out there. Premeditated out there. And the single Keep It Gangster, man. I dropped all that within 2 months, you know. Just working, you feel me?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Just steadily hitting them with it. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about at the beginning, you know, you're one of the vets. You're one of the OGs out there in Frisco. The game is so oversaturated right now to the point where anybody with a SoundCloud account or a Reverb Nation account is an artist and a microphone. You know what I'm saying? How does a veteran who's put out music for decades like yourself, you know what I'm saying, keep doing it and staying consistent and having the longevity that you have while all this other stuff is going around in the game?
Man, you know, basically I pretty much stay in contact with the fans. You know, social media made it easier to be one-on-one, you know, like pretty much like, hey, what's up with my partner? Man, I got this new shit out. You know, a lot of fans from, you know, the UDI era still be listening to us. You feel me? And so I try to stay, you know, with pretty much on the social media just on one-on-one basis with all the fans as possible and just let them know what I got going on. And lovely that they still support me, you know, and keeping it going, man. I, you know, thanks for all the support and love, man. I really appreciate that shit.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, man. Cats need to, they need to know, you know, where the real is at. And plus, you know what I'm saying, when cats like yourself is still steadily putting out music, we got to make sure to support that. Just like when MCA dropped that album last year, Which Way Is West, produced by DJ Premier. That's like that's what hip hop needs to stand up and say, you know what, we need to fuck with this. We need to get behind
this. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, so yeah, we definitely gotta look out for each other for sure, man. I'll tell you what I wanna do. I wanna go into this dope track right here, Can't Knock the Hustle. And then I wanna come back and chop it up some more with you. But tell everybody about this track and then kinda intro it for us, brother.
All right, man. This is featuring Mr. Key and my boy Nate Nice, man. Nate Nice got at me and was like, man, he got this track you want me on. And shit, he pretty much gave me all rights and said I could go on and put that motherfucker out. We made it do what it do, you know. And
Mr.
so
Key
here it
from,
is, man.
Darkroom Days. Yeah, Mr. Key, he's a legend himself, too.
Yes,
man,
sir.
That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, we'll be right back with Big Quint. Don't go nowhere. Can't Knock the Hustle.
A toast to the world, bottom to the top, won't stop, won't quit. It's your boy Big Quint, hustler pimp like Larry Flex. And I'm all in, won't bend, trendsetter. No one can do it better, got my foot up on your throat. And I won't let up, exchanging game with my folks. Yeah, it's gonna come up. I remember being a runner, then cutting out the middleman. Now I'm the man standing next to the man. Got 30,000 fans waving hands, screaming names. I play this game, it ain't no thing, gotta let my nuts hang. I chase this change on the daily, the streets raise me. And I'll be damned if you blame me, I've been crazy. I lost my mind years ago, it's still a killer hoe. That had to be 93 and 94, you know. It's the skull, let me make that shit clear. 20 plus years, UDI still here, yeah.
Let's make a toast to the only niggas winning, yeah. You can't beat us, can't join us, neither, get it clear. Without a doubt, my squad is headed to the promised land. Legal or illegal, with music or pushing contraband. We all in, we all in, we all for it, all for it. Find a goal, and push towards it, yeah. Go ahead and hate, nigga, that's how you feel. But you can't knock the hustle for real,
Can't knock the hustle, the push is way too intense. Trying to get that American dream, white picket fence. If you never made dollars, bitch, you never made no sense. Why the fuck would I have you around for? You too dense, too stupid to recognize the pimpin' that's put in front of you. Choose up and get that red carpet pulled up from under you. And all you niggas that think you be spittin' hot shit, probably got your style bumpin' Mac Dre or Pac shit.
Yeah, that's
you see, that's cool, but when you standin' so obnoxious, they probably rollin' over in their graves if they watch this.
Damn.
See, we them torch holders, we carry on smooth. We keep the bay lit, never no wrong move.
Never.
I put in work with all these legends in the game, and every time we cracked the heme and chopped it up, they said the same thing. Just keep it real, key.
Okay.
Remain the same and do the most, and by the time that you bubble, we'll make a toast to us. Let's make a toast to the only niggas winning here. You can't beat us, can't join us, neither, get it clear. Without a doubt, my squad is headed to the promised land. Legal or illegal, with music or pushing contraband. We all in,
we all in.
We all for it,
we all for it.
Find the goal,
find the goal.
And push towards it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hate, nigga. That's how you feel, but you can't knock the hustle for real,
for real.
Can't knock the hustle, authentic and highly choosable. Hand it to a real one, not that sucker who'll be using you. Watch how much I do for you, transform you to a boss, bitch. Every hoe I fired, wishing that they never lost this. Never taking losses, only option is to win. This your one and only chance, what you waiting for, just hop on in. Watch your life begin, moving forward, never looking back. Turn you to a pro, get this done, we'll watch our money stack. Flights back to back, tell me where you wanna go today. NYC tonight, then tomorrow we back to the Bay. Having it our way, all day, every day, we chase that pay. Bring it to a P, respect the game and watch us elevate. Haters furious, can't stand to see the both of us sitting lovely, pop the bubbly, baby girl, let's make a toast to us.
Let's make a toast to the only niggas winning here. You can't beat us, can't join us, neither, get it clear. Without a doubt, my squad is headed to the promised land. Legal or illegal, with music or pushing contraband. We all in,
we all in.
We all for it,
we all for it.
Find it gold,
find it gold.
And push towards it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hate, nigga. That's how you feel, but you can't knock the hustle for real,
for real.
Real music right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need. That's what I'm talking about. Now, what project is this one on Bitcoin?
That's on that Premeditated.
Premeditated. Now, that's the one that dropped. You dropped that in 2017, right, or 2016?
No, that just came out, shit, around March.
March, okay, 2018.
Yeah.
2018.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. And
That's the newest project.
Who did the production? Did you keep it all in the Bay, or did you go all around the globe with it?
Oh yeah, it's all Bay Area, man. You know, it's Metropolis, TC, Lay got a few on there. I just kept it all Bay Area, man. I'm right there at home.
Yeah. And do you ever get producers from other areas reaching out to you? Because I know cats. I know cats in other areas, man. They do dope G-Funk. They do the mob shit. You know what I'm saying? They love this shit from the Bay, man.
Yeah. I had a few cats reach out to me, man. I'm fucking with that cat named T-Dot I fuck with. Tone Jones got some heat coming on my new album. He did Keep It Gangsta, the single that's out right now. Yeah, man, I'm just networking, man, trying to make some shit happen, you know, bigger than what it is. That's about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. And, you know what I'm saying, another dope thing about, you know, what's going on, too, is, you know what I'm saying, every step of the way, you're keeping the UDI legacy alive, you know what I'm saying, and you're keeping your brother alive, and he's with you. You know what I'm saying, shout out to what you're doing, rest in peace to Dig, man. You know, it's been a few years, man. It's definitely time does not heal wounds, man. How are you hanging in there?
Oh, man, you know, I just take it day by day, man. You know, that's all I could do, man. You know, I miss my brother. I think about him every day, you know. I mean, it could be a song. I listen to music every day, so it could be a song, come on, I think about him. I mean, it could be a smell, anything. I think about him every day. I mean, my neighbor, he dig ditches or some shit. And on the back of his window, he got Dig's Life. So I see that every morning. I get ready to go to work. I see that every morning, you know. So, I'm just keeping my brother's name alive, man. UDI forever, you know.
Yeah, Hell yeah, definitely, man, definitely. You know, and the music, you know, you know, be proud because the music is hard as ever. It is dope as hell. You know what I'm saying? And cats really need to get up on it, man. Now, when you do shows, you know what I'm saying, and you do the new stuff, what's the reaction? You know what I'm saying? Cats getting into it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting much love, man. You know, a lot of people be surprised. You know, they used to, you know, that fast rapping Quentin, you know, they tell me I done slowed myself and, you know, that slowed down and my delivery is, you know, pretty much on point. And I was like, man, I really appreciate all the love. You know, I just put the pen to the pad, man. You know, I don't use my phone. I still write with paper and pen, man.
Yeah, man, exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's just like Omi K. Reno. I mean, every album, you know, he has a black book where he writes the whole album out, you know. I would think that would be the fun part of it, too, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody can type on their phone. You're typing and texting all day on social media and whatnot. Who wants to get on there and type out the rhymes on top of that, you know?
That'd be the fun part about it, man. Just sitting there creating on paper, you know. I'll be trying to make an ink run out of pen, you know, make that motherfucker run out of ink. Shit.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, and the music, you know what I'm saying, it speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? You always spit shit from the heart, real street shit. You know what I'm saying? When you see young guys coming out nowadays, you know what I'm saying, do you ever, like, give any advice to any of these shorties and try to, you know what I'm saying, school them on some of the things that you learned coming up in the game?
Man, you know, it's just like when we was coming up, man, you know, OGs pretty much, you know, let us do our thing, you know, gave us some pointers, you know, like, you know, you could say this like this, you know. Mac Dre, once said we met Mac Dre, we did it, open up for Mac Dre out in Hillsburg, California. And he said, man, it ain't what you say, it's how you say it, you know. And that's what I be trying to tell a youngin', you know, your delivery got to be on point. Make sure you're on beat. And, you know, say what you feel, you know. If you ain't running around packing no Glock, don't write about that shit.
Yeah.
Keep it real with yourself first, you know. Then that's when your good music come out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, you speak about Mac Dre. When did you guys first meet Mac Dre?
Man, we got the chance to meet Mac Dre that one time we opened up for him. Real cool dude, man. Real cool, man. They shut the whole motherfucking city down. The whole crash came out. they shut the whole city down. Helicopters and everything. Told us to leave their city. Man, he's a real cool dude, man. He's big influence on the Bay Area, man, on the world, you know.
Yeah. And him being from Vallejo, you know what I'm saying? What kind of relationship was there between the Vallejo artists and the Frisco artists back at that time?
Oh, man, you know, it was all love, man. All love. I mean, it was no disputes about nothing. You know, it was like, hey, do your motherfucking thing, we're going to do ours. And just bring it all together and make it happen, you know? It was all love, man. I mean, from all over the Bay.
Yeah, the Bay Area, I was just going to say that as a whole, there's always been some forms of unity. Even if you had various cats beefing or whatever, I'm just saying in general, you know what I'm saying, you could go to any part of the Bay you wanted to go to, I imagine, and do a song with somebody or get production from somebody and vice versa, you know what I'm saying. It's also a blueprint for independent music, I believe, you know what I'm saying, because Short was doing that shit in 83. And how big of an influence do you think the Bay is on the rest of the rap game, and do you feel that the Bay gets credit for it?
Man, the Bay is pretty much the independent capital of this rap shit. It's where it all started, you know, and as far as getting credit, hell no, we don't get our credit for it. You know?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers take our shit and run with it, you know. That shit been going on for decades, man. That's why it's like the Bay is pretty much, it's a part of the United States, but it's not a part of this rap shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
got our own little lingo, got our own little swag about everything, you know, and the independent hustle started right there in the Bay, man, and that's where a lot of these artists from other states and cities and shit capitalize on that shit, you know. But, you know, we still out here doing our motherfucking thing, though. Ain't no stopping us, man.
Yeah, I've been interviewing a lot of cats from the Bay for many years, and I've noticed the longevity is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You got JT, the bigger figure. He's doing his thing. You know, he's down there in Atlanta, but he's still doing his thing. You got Selly Cell doing his thing. All these guys still putting out music. We had 11-5
independently.
On the show.
Independently, this independent hustle, man. When you say JT, the bigger figure, you know that's independent hustle at its finest right there, you know. You sit
that's
down and talk to that man,
too.
You know, he'll give you some game, man. You read his book, he'll give you some game on how to do this independent shit.
Yeah. The importance of the Bay is just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I believe without the Bay, you know, shout out to No Limit Records and Master P, you know what I'm saying? But I believe when he was in the Bay, he learned a lot, and he was able to implement that in New Orleans and really blow shit out the water down there.
Exactly.
He learned that at the Bay. I mean, Intermittent Records, he was part of that MC Poo, EA Ski.
Totally Insane, you know, RBL.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Totally Insane, RBL, man. I mean, those guys are all
IMP. Oh, man. All that was in a minute,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
you know?
Hill Man and Players, man. Yeah, that shit's classic. Cold World Hustlers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So many legends out there. Now, you came up, you know what I'm saying, on Dog Day Records. They're now a defunct label, but Dog Day was really like a mini No Limit, if you think about it, or another Intermittent, you know, in a way, because
they were just breaking
out fucking albums. Like, you and 11-5 came out. You had your album, they had Feeling for the Funk. Whatever happened to Dog Day Records? And have you ever heard from Chris and Joe?
Man, I tell you, I don't know what happened to them people, man. I don't know. I really don't know.
If anybody listening to this can get a hold of them, man, tell them to hit me up, because, you know, I'd like to interview them, too. We like to interview CEOs like we had the homie Brian Shafts and RBC Records, you know, Performing Priority Records on here.
Yeah.
I want to find out what it was like to put out those records of all the talented rosters. Whatever happened to Red
right.
Five? They still putting out music?
Was that?
11-5.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
Is 11-5 still putting out music?
Man, they just chilling, man. You know, me and Tay still talking, man. You know, Pete working and shit, got kids. You know, I just love music. That's why I still do it. Not to say that they don't love music. You know, they just on the other ventures in life. You know, Tay got some shit though. I don't know if he's gonna drop it or not, but he got some shit that should be coming. I told his ass to drop that shit.
Yeah, we had KT on here a few years back, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm hoping so, because they were one of the dopest groups out of that era as well, you know what I'm saying? One of the songs, Hate to See Me Have Shit, off of 8-1 Yola. That was just a classic from 96. But let's go into this gangster shit track. Tell everybody about this one.
Yeah, and this is Keep It Gangsta featuring B-Style, produced by Tone Jones, co-produced by TC, the Frisco Legend. You know, when you say Keep It Gangsta, everybody thinking you talk about guns and shit. But, gangsters, we really about family, you know. Family first. All that other shit is second and third there, you know. But this is what this song is about, man. It's pretty much about family, and we keeping it gangsta, you know.
Hell yeah. Shout out to B-Style. He was on the show before, too, man. Good people.
We'll be right back, man.
With Big Quint right here, episode 552 of the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go anywhere.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster back at it.
As far back back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, giving God praise, luck wasn't a part of it. Stay solid, had to climb out the darkest shit. And even in the dark, I was always lit. Stay focused on the building, I'm an architect. Living genius when it comes to making money move. I just win, oh, I learn, I don't ever lose. Learn more from OGs than I learned in school. Get you tagged off of credit, I didn't pay my dues. All my conversations end in transactions. I buy real estate, I ain't in the flash. A black man reaching another tax bracket. Spoken into resistance, law of attraction. Got my daughter's college fund and she only 6. By the time she get my age, she won't want for shit. Zaniya and Carmen got the same thing. And that's the real definition of keeping the gangster, man.
Right here on the Murder Master Music Show. That was another dope track, you know what I'm saying, by the homie Big Quinn, man. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to chop it up a little bit more. We got the homie Sin from France. I know he's got some questions for you. Sin, what's up, brother?
Yeah. Yes, sir. What's up, Scott? What's up, Big Quinn?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's up? First and foremost, I want to give a dedication and rest in peace to your brother, Dig. And it was being influence of a lot of the Bay Area, I'll say. Can you tell us about his song, Resistant Boom, on your first album of Under the Influence?
Mm-hmm. Rat-a-tat Boom?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, man. You know, man. That's the first track that come on. That's Dig and my little brother Terry talking at the beginning, and shit. They ask little Terry, man, what you supposed to do? He clock his thing, and then the song just like, boom, clack, you know. And man, me and Dig sat there and wrote that motherfucker, man. And that had to be the first one. We had to hit him with the first one, you know, with a little bit of energy. And man, every time we did that damn song, man, the whole crowd would be singing it with us, man. It's just epic, you know.
Yeah, and also about the song "Mob With Me" on the album "Drink Some Dust." For me, it's a pure mob sound, and can you tell us also about the map sound of the Bay Area and what's your perception of the map shit now, say, of the Bay?
All right, I couldn't really hear you, bro. What'd you say?
Oh, I talk about the song Mob With Me, who was very mob shit, says the mob sound of the Bay Area. So can you tell us about the...
You say Smoke With Me?
No, Mob With Me.
Oh, Mob With Me. Mob With Me. That's, you know, that's that mob shit right there. You know, that's produced by Mr. Lay right there. That boom, 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 boom. Yeah, man, you know, we always had photo Chevys, man. You know, that's the way me and Dig rode, photo Chevys with rallies and letters on them. And, you know, so it was only right for us to make a song called Mile With Me. You know, I had the box Chev, Dig had the motherfucking Chevelle, photo, both of them was painted blue, too. So, you know, man, it was only right to do a song called Mile With Me. And, the Bay loved it, you know. Shit, the world loved it. You know, it's another one of them songs that had to be first on the album, you know.
Yeah, Sid's talking about all the classics, man, because, you know, this guy has extensive knowledge of rap, and he loves the Bay Area, of course, as well.
Yes, sir.
How does that make you feel, Quint, knowing that your music stretched so far across the globe like that?
Man, I'm just appreciative, man. You know, I'm a real humble guy, man. I appreciate all the love and the support, man. You know, we've been over to Oldenburg out there in Germany, Helsinki, Finland, and, man, it was nothing but love. You know, they treated us like we was from there, you know, like shit. That's family for life right there, you know. And I'm still getting support to this day from over there, man. And I love it. It's nothing but love, man. Whenever y'all need Big Quint for something, all you got to do is holler, man. It's all good.
Yeah, that's just what I'm talking about. They respect
some people,
the rap almost more than the people here do, it seems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's amazing, man. It's amazing that we reached that far. You know, two little dudes off a little block corner out in the flatlands of Hunters Point, man, and just to be standing rocking a stage in Helsinki, Finland, Oldenburg, Germany, was amazing to us. You know, some highlights of our career, stamps on the passport, man, and we really appreciate and all the love that we get from overseas, man. It's real love.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I would say some people say the Mob song was created by Studio Town, and also K-Loop say that. What do you think about who's the creator of the Mob song, the Mob Shiver on the Bay? They talk about Studio Town.
Yeah, Studio Town, you know, all the 40 music, man, that's mob music. You know, that's a part of Bay Area life. You know, when you mention hip-hop, you got to mention that mob music coming out the Bay. When you mention rap, you know, anything that got to do with music, you got to mention that mob music because that's the part of the Bay, you know, right along with the hyphy movement. And, you know, everything else, man, you know, we pretty much set trends and made a name for ourselves with a little bit of nothing. And here we are, man, the whole world slapping our shit. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you got Kalu, Mike Mosley, Sam Bostick. Yeah. Also your song, I'm Just Saying So, on your album, Came Too Far to Come Back, is crazy. It's dope.
I really appreciate it, man. You know, hey, I really appreciate that, man. You know, the solo thing been crazy, man. You know, I'm always used to having my brother right here, and we be writing back and forth and making hooks, and, you know, doing this shit by myself now is really crazy, man. I know if he was here with me, man, he'd be doing the same thing, you know. UDI for life.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Much appreciation, Sin. I tell you what, I want to get to one more track, and then I want to come back. I want to make sure you got the floor, Big Quint, you know what I'm saying, so you can let everybody know what's going on. We got this one here, Make 'Em Hate It, man. Why don't you tell them about this one?
All right, man, Make 'Em Hate It, man. I wrote this song, man, and it was just the way I was feeling, you know, like, no matter how much money you got, how broke you are, it's always going to be a motherfucker that's going to be hating on you. That's why, and y'all go check out that video. It's on YouTube right now. That's why in the video, man, I ain't got no flashy cars. I ain't flashing no money. It's just making them hate it just off my lyrics and the beat. That's it. That's all. Just raw and uncut. Y'all go check that out on YouTube. Make them hate it off the Fifth Element album, man. That's the first song.
First song off the Fifth Element. And when's it dropping?
That's out there right now.
That's out there
Fifth
right
Element
now.
Can't. It's out right
Hell
now.
Yeah.
Thank you for the turn back. Premeditated. Keep the Gangsta as a single. Man, I got songs out there for y'all to go download, stream, do what you got to do, man. Let's get these pennies from heaven. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, support the homie Big Quinn. Make him hate it. We'll be right back.
Check yourself, Q. You got to snap some cops and let them motherfuckers know you didn't take them out anytime you feel like it. You gotta get the ground beneath your feet, partner. Get the whip behind your back and go out the blaze if you got to. Otherwise, you ain't shit. You might as well be dead to your damn self.
I can feel the hate, the shit runs deep. It's cutting through my skin every time I hit the streets. I see silent eyes with a million words speak. Wait another week and now your focus all on me. Hating on the G, hating I got cheap. Hating on the niggas cause I get the ring with ease. Nigga, please, fuck what you thought. You're fucking with a boss. I put that hate on hold. Your hate is why it's soft. I got money in the vault. That's big dog stack. Stacking racks on racks on racks. That's my major drug habit. Yeah, I'm a hit. Yeah, I admit it. I'ma fuck my money. I'ma fuck my business. You can keep the bitches. Give me all the hoes. Poker, work that toner. Poker, ride that pole. Nigga, I suppose that's the reason that they hate. Cause all the major moves that the big dogs make, I got them hate. You know they hate it. When you out here getting this paper, you know they hate it. Yeah, that hating shit is contagious. You know they hate it. When them niggas feeling you made it, you know they hate it. I make them hate it. You know they hate it. When you out here getting this paper, you know they hate it. Yeah, that hating shit is contagious. You know they hate it. When them niggas feeling you made it, you know they hate it. I make them hate it.
Yeah, hate on mine. I'm gon' shine. One way or another, nigga, I'ma get mine.
That's all I do is speak the truth. There's nothing left for me to do but to blaze the boot. Keep it 100 and stay hater proof. Let the haters do whatever the fuck they gotta do. Stay on your job while I count by. Showing all you lame fucks the real way to mob. M, death, west, up. They hatin' on me, blood. They hatin' on me, thug. They hatin' on the thug. But I don't give a fuck. I got my fingers up. The haters tell, sir. I'm going so hard. You can call me Ruckus. MBK, on you hating motherfuckers. I'm NBA paid from the streets, corner hustler. The reason that you hate, I'm a certified hustler. You know they hate it. When you out here getting this paper, you know they hate it. Yeah, that hating shit is contagious. You know they hate it. When them niggas feeling you made it, you know they hate it. I make them hate it. You know they hate it. When you out here getting this paper, you know they hate it. Yeah, that hating shit is contagious. You know they hate it. When them niggas feeling you made it, you know they hate it. I make them hate. I had to ask, nigga, what they do that at? Hating on a nigga cause I'm about some scratch. Now I must ask, how you do that, bitch? Hating on a player cause I'm about some paper. Use a hate, I'm just straight square. Hating on some shit and you wasn't even there. Niggas best beware who you talking to. Cause I ain't there, don't mean I don't hear you. Your whole family was some haters. What you playing homage? The least I can say, you got that hating shit honest. All in your blood, all in your blood. Infected with the hate, so I got to pull of blood. I hope you cleared your bucket list, cause I'm about to kill some shit and end it quick. Niggas, if you're hating and don't feel you're wrong, y'all the mother niggas in the reason I wrote this song. Yeah, you know they hate it. When you out here getting this paper, you know they hate it. Yeah, that hating shit is contagious. You know they hate it. When them niggas feeling you make it, you know they hate it. I make them hate it. You know they hate it. When you out here getting this paper, you know they hate it. Yeah, that hating shit is contagious. You know they hate it. When them niggas feeling you made it, you know they hate it. I make them hate it.
And nothing but heat, nothing but heat. You got to go out and support the homie Big Quinn. Get all these projects, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring him back on so he can tell you all the projects once again. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know what I'm saying, go back and support the back catalog, man. Go back and check out all them UGI classics if you haven't. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring out the homie Big Quinn. Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff is out right now. There's no excuse not to get any of it, man. If you can, man, run it down, brother. Let them know what's available and give them your social media as well so they can get at you if they want to bring you down for shows or whatever.
For sure. For sure, man. I've got Fifth Element out there. Came Too Far to Turn Back. Premeditated. Keep It Gangsta the single. All that stuff is available on all your digital outlet stores, all your streaming stores, and y'all can go back and check out the UDI, anything UDI, man. All the albums is out there, too. And y'all need to holler at me on any collabs, verses, or hooks. You want to bring me out for some shows, man, you can hit me on Facebook, Quentin Morris. I'm on Instagram at BigDog415. And, you know, all the social media, man. Just type in Big Quentin, something going to come up, and you'll be able to get in contact with me. And it's all good, man. I'm showing love for everybody. It's all good. Just holler at me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Big Quinn. And, man, next time you get ready to drop, man, just, man, get at me. We got to have you on again in the future as well. You know what I'm saying? Whatever artists you're fucking with out there, too. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big platform, but it's a platform, and we definitely want to support those that's putting out dope music in the era.
Man, I really appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it. Yes. You know it, man. I really appreciate it, man. You know, my folks tapping in, they hitting me right now, you know, just listening. And, you know, I got some folks, you know, I'm going to be sending them your way, man. You already know B-Style just dropped another one, too, called Bad Talk. So, yeah, that's another fire one out there. All Metropolis Music, Think Big, Very Aggressive, Illustrated Records. You know, we just pushing the hard line, man, making sure this independent hustle stay alive.
Hell yeah, man. That's what it is, man. Well, I tell you what, we're gonna give them Keep It Gangsta one more time as we get out of here. Man, once again, thank you, brother, for coming back on the show, man. Always a pleasure. And, man, we will chop it up with you very soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Tune in next Friday. That'll be the 10th. We got Bootleg of the Dayton Family. He's got some new music dropping. You know what I'm saying? Shit don't stop, man. Keep fucking with us. Murder Master Music Show, UGSForLife.com. There we go.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster back at it.
Wasn't a part of it. Stayed solid, had to climb out the darkest pit. And even in the dark, I was always lit. Stay focused on the building, I'm an architect. Living genius when it comes to making money move. I just win, oh, I learn, I don't ever lose. Learn more from OGs than I learned in school. Get you tagged off of credit, I didn't pay my dues. All my conversations end in transactions. I buy real estate, I ain't in the flash. A black man reaching another tax bracket. Spoken into resistance, law of attraction. Got my daughter's college fund and she only 6. By the time she get my age, she won't want for shit. Zaniya and Carmen got the same thing. And that's the real definition of keeping the gangster, man.
Baby, business is handled from both ends. We set trips, my family, my best friend. about the streets. We